Think first when money matters. It's 7:30 on the musical clock. Time for First Bank Notes. A good Wednesday morning to you. This is Clellan Carr.
And this is Joyce Lamont. Nice to be with you again.
Wherever you are, in your home or in your car, welcome to this morning's edition of First Bank Notes, brought to you each weekday by the First National Banks of St. Paul and Minneapolis and by all the 16 First Banks in and around the Twin Cities.
We're here to help start your day with a song, your favorite recorded music, keep you posted on the time, temperature, and news, and bring you notes on banking at its best from your First Banks.
The time now is 7:32, and I'm sorry we can't bring you too much good news about the weather. We have much detail on that a little later on. The temperature is 1 degree below zero. Let's open with a David Rose tune, one that I'm sure you'll all like. It's called Ora Staccato. Ora Staccato, done by David Rose. You know, I'm sure everybody's been advised at one time or another to save money for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice, too.
Yes, it sure is. And you'll get quite a kick out of saving for a sunny day, too. Once you get a basic amount in your First Bank savings account, enough to tide you over in case of emergency, then start saving for those things you really want.
And then every time you make a deposit, you can say to yourself, well, here's some more for that trip to Mexico, or that new car, or whatever it is you want most.
It's fun to watch your First Bank savings account grow with regular deposits, and it's really smart, too. Your money is safe, and what's more, it's earning more money for you. Sound, dependable interest is paid on your money 4 times a year at all First Banks.
Aim for a basic fund in your First Bank savings account. That will be your rainy day fund, and then save for things you want. Remember, there's nothing quite like having money in the bank.
7:38 and 30 seconds.
The temperature is 1 below.
What a laugh.
Here I am in love again.
What a roar.
Here I am in love again.
Who can tell?
Romance is such a crazy end. But here I am.
Here I am in love again, done by the Mellow Larks and Jamie.
And now, Clellan, what's the word on today's weather?
And it's a good word, Joyce. A slow warm-up that is expected in the northwest during the next 48 hours. The skies will turn increasingly cloudy. There will be some drifting snow and near blizzard condition in parts of North and South Dakota. Temperatures today will range from 0 to 30 above and will fall tonight to 20 below in the north to around 10 above in the southern portions of the area. Temperatures this morning are still below zero, but not quite so cold as they were yesterday morning. For the Twin City area, increasing cloudiness and continued cold today. Considerable cloudiness and not quite so cold tonight and Thursday. A high today of 15 degrees. Tonight's low 5 above, rising to 20 degrees tomorrow. The present Twin City temperature, 1 degree below zero. That was Andre Castellanets and his men doing one called Blow, Gabriel, Blow.
You know, Clell, not long ago, a man in the engraving business was telling me how popular calling cards used to be.
Oh, yes. Years ago, folks wouldn't think of visiting anyone without leaving that calling card. Kind of a nice personalized custom, I think. Pretty much gone out of style now, though.
Yes, it has. But while few people have calling cards today, many of them do have personalized checks.
Yes, that's right, Joyce. That's a good point, too. Today, it's a mark of distinction to have checks with your name and address printed on them. You know, folks, First Banks give you these personalized checks free when you have a Dime-A-Time checking account.
A free checkbook cover, too, with your name in gold. The covers come in a variety of colors. I have one to match my favorite purse.
Well, what do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Dime-A-Time is the low-cost checking account, friends. You pay only 10 cents for each check that clears through the bank.
And remember this when you open a checking account. It costs no more to have personalized checks with a First Bank Dime-A-Time account.
Time now, 7:44 and 45 seconds.
The temperature, 1 below.
There's a gold mine in the sky far away, and we'll say hello to friends who said goodbye.
Bing Crosby, of course, and the familiar Mexicali Rose.
It's time now for the news on First Bank Notes, and here's Colin with the latest headlines.
The Senate may begin debate this afternoon on the new farm bill. Senate probers reportedly have found indications that oil man Howard Keck made his biggest political campaign donation in recent years to the National Citizens for Eisenhower campaign. Secretary of State Dulles arrived back in Washington and faces demands from Congress for an explanation of our policy on arms shipments to the Middle East. Treasury Secretary Humphrey has told newsmen he has no idea whether President Eisenhower will seek a second term. Democratic presidential hopeful Estes Kefauver wound up his four-day Minnesota primary campaign last night in Minneapolis, calling for removal of what he termed the union-busting provisions of the Taft-Hartley law. Three persons remain in serious condition at Minneapolis General Hospital this morning after escaping from a fire which burned a fourplex on Harriet Avenue last night. Minneapolis police have taken a fifth man into custody in connection with those recent labor bombings. He's identified as George Heidi, arrested after officers found two sticks of dynamite in his possession. 40-year-old Herman Smallwood of Chanhassen was killed last night when his car collided head-on with another at Highways 55 and 101 near Hamel. Now in the sports department, Augsburg tipped Mankato teachers 102-91. Eau Claire State beat Winona teachers 101-54. Hamlin stopped McAllister 59-55, and Gustavus beat St. John's 85-74. Boxer Al Andrews of St. Paul won a unanimous 10-rounder from Billy Kilgore of Miami Beach last night. Tonight, the Minneapolis Lakers meet the Boston Celtics at the Armory. The weather turning gradually warmer, but becoming increasingly cloudy during the next 48 hours. There will be some near blizzard condition in parts of North and South Dakota, and temperatures today will range from 0 to 30 above and from 20 below to 10 above tonight. For the Twin City area, increasing cloudiness, continued cold today, considerable cloudiness, and not quite so cold tonight and Thursday. The high today, 15 degrees, tonight's low 5 above, and tomorrow's high 20 above, and the present Twin Cities temperature 1 below. The following conventions are being held in the Twin Cities today. The North Central Regional Assemblies of God Convention continues today in St. Paul. Group 1 of the Wisconsin Bankers Association meets in Minneapolis, and the Minnesota Federation of Engineering Societies meets in Minneapolis. Time now is 7:56.
And the temperature is 1 below.
Familiar La Comparsita, done by Werner Muller and the orchestra.
And now the Twin Cities temperature is 1 below.
And the time is 7:58. Time to wish you a good day now from all 16 First Banks in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Edina, Hopkins, and Robbinsdale. Join us again tomorrow morning at 7:30 for First Bank Notes with more recorded music, time, temperature, and the latest news.
Wherever you live or work in the Twin Cities, there's a friendly First Bank nearby. So be sure to think first when money matters.
Yes, think first when money matters. In St. Paul, the First National's phone number is capital 21575. In Minneapolis, call your First National at federal 27111. All First Banks are members of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And if you live outside the Twin Cities, get acquainted with a banker in your hometown. He's a good man to know, a good man to do business with.
Now this is Joyce Lamont
and Clellan Card
saying sincerely yours for today.